Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Foods and Inns Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Arihant Capital Markets Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Anushka Chitnis. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital, I would like to welcome everyone to the Q4 FY25 earnings conference call of Foods and Inns Limited. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome the management of Foods and Inns, represented by Mr. Milind Dalal, Managing Director, Mr. Molloy Saha, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Anand Krishnan, Chief Financial Officer. Now, without further ado, I will hand the conference call over to Mr. Anand Krishnan for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Anushka. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Anand Krishnan, the CFO at Foods and Inns Limited. Thank you for joining us, and I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants of our Q4 FY25 investor conference call. A major highlight during the quarter was the sanction of the third tranche of incentives from the Government of India under the Production Linked Incentive Scheme. On the 19th of May, on the day of our results, we received an incentive of 25.08 crores rupees for FY23-24. This milestone is a testament to our strategic execution and planning. I'm also proud to share that we have already met the eligibility thresholds for FY24-25 incentives. While a portion of the dues from FY21-22 and FY22-23 remains pending, which is to the tune of around 10% of what we are yet to receive, we are actively engaging with the authorities for its release. This recognition by the Ministry of Food Processing Industries will further enable us to scale responsibly and strengthen our contribution to India's food ecosystem under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision. We are pleased to report a decent finish to FY25, with domestic sales rebounding in Q4 and the momentum continuing into the month of April. Customer sentiment remains positive, and we expect a healthy uptick in our order book for FY26. The tomato season ended on a strong note, and we have built adequate inventory for FY26. The Alfonso mango season began in mid-April, with satisfactory crop yields in most regions and lower raw material prices than last year. The Totapuri crop is also promising, and we are targeting higher production than the previous season. Our spray-dried powder division continues to see strong demand, with the plant running at full capacity. We are now planning to add and expand capacity by adding a mid-sized plant at the same site to capture this opportunity. Frozen foods recorded more than 35% growth in FY25, driven by encouraging global demand. With our new greenfield capacity at Wankhardt, Gujarat, we are poised to maintain or exceed this growth in the years ahead. In the Kusum brand, we saw a dip in sales due to the loss of a tender-based client over pricing concerns. However, this was partially offset by continued growth in our general trade branded sales. On the product innovation front, we dispatched our first Tetra Pak export order to Finland and are in active discussions with a major customer in Canada. We have also onboarded a MasterChef to co-develop products for the ready-to-eat segment, building a strong pipeline of differentiated offerings. With a focus on disciplined execution, expansion, and innovation, we remain confident in our ability to deliver sustained value in FY26 and beyond. As I come to the end of my opening remark, I would like to thank each one of you for your support and your invaluable presence on this call. Now, I request the moderator to open the forum for any suggestions that you all may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Arnav Sakhuja from Ambit. Please proceed.
Thanks for taking my question. So in Q3, we had a notional loss of 4.2 crores, which is due to currency movements. So just to clarify, has there been any such loss in this quarter, or that issue has now been resolved?
Sorry, this question was with respect to the forex losses, right?
Right, yeah.
There was a forex loss in this quarter as well, because the rupee actually, remained at a depreciated level at that point of time for 31st of March, but the extent is not as much as what it was in Q3. It's the notional one.
So how much was lost as compared to the 4.2 crore level we had in quarter 3?
I'll give you the exact number of that probably during the course of the call.
Okay, sure, thanks. I had one more question. Was there any revenue in the Pectin segment?
Nothing has been recognized as revenue in the Pectin segment in this particular quarter. And just as a guidance, we are expecting around in FY26 to book around 6+ crores of revenue. But as we have explained with our spray drying division earlier, anytime we put up a capacity, we give our products to the B2B segment, to the large brands, to test as to how they can actually incorporate that particular product in their scheme of things. And the testing for that is currently going on. Like with the spray drying, which started full capacity utilization by November and December of FY25. So for Pectin, we are actually producing as we speak because of the mango skin, which is actually available currently. But in the whole year, we are expecting to book around 6 crores of revenue. That's our reasonable estimates that we have.
Okay, and just one final question. So you mentioned that in our Tetra Rica section, we started from exports to Finland. So did this segment generate any revenue, or will that also start to come in FY26?
Sorry, can you please repeat the initial part of the question? I couldn't hear it properly.
So basically, I was just referring to our Tetra Rica business. So in that, as you mentioned, we started exports to Finland. So did we see any revenues in that segment, or that the revenues will start coming in FY26?
In FY26.
Okay, sure. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mulesh Savla from Shah and Savla. Please proceed.
Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes, loud and clear.
Thank you. Sir, my question is that we have multiple products, diversified revenue stream, but still I find that somehow we are not able to reach to the expectation of investors or even our own internal targets. Also, I see that we are not able to achieve. So when can we expect things to be on track? That is my first question.
I'll take the first question. Milan Dalal here. If you see the performance of last 5 years, yes, we have stagnated 1,000 crores, but if, I don't know at what level you have invested, but we have shown growth from 350 crores to 650, 650 to 1,000. As you would know that anything new that you start, any newborn baby, you have to give it time for it to kind of get onto his, in shape. Basically, these are incubation stages. Having said that, we have never said that any of our new businesses will be more than our traditional business. Yes, the endeavors are exceed the current pumping division, and the efforts are in that direction, and there has been no degrowth in and around that area. So I'm not too sure exactly onto the expectations. There is a shortcoming, but definitely not the way I could understand as to be a way beyond the possibility of doing it. The fact that We have performed in PLI, which requires a minimum 10% CAGR, maximum 15% is taken, and we have got 15% growth each of those years. As also our EBITDA margins have improved, maybe not as much as one would expect. Why not? We will strive with the support of you guys and with the nudge that my investors would give me. We would definitely strive to give a better performance.
So basically our traditional business of pulping, mango pulp also, as we notice that even last time also, whosoever our customers have committed the quantity, and ultimately those quantities were not lifted till the last quarter of the year. So I wonder that we see lot of traction, we see lot of demand, and still the lifting of those material is not happening as per the desired level.
Yeah, that is our desired level, I agree. But as per the contract, they have 15 months for them, 15 to 18 months for them to lift off, and it is at their prerogative to doing about it. So yes, it would have been just wonderful that I manufacture and then within 3 months they pick up everything. But while we have been made to create that kind of storage the facility warehousing, but the actual users, our customers, they want to lift it just in time for their production. So that's the business, and this is the tradition. There's no changing trend. This is for over 2 decades. This is what is being followed. We do nudge, we do push, we do things, but it slightly works. But the volumes are increasing, so we are not in a position to kind of totally demand a change in the business policy. But it's part of the contract, so there has been nothing that has been taken
away. All right. So at least we expect henceforth the lifting would be little faster, or some new customers would be engaged. And one accounting question to Mr. Anand. By the way, current year, how much we have recognized as PLI incentive in the current financial year, 24-25?
In FY25, the revenue recognized is 25.08
crores. 25.08
crores. Right.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you so much. Just to answer the question that Arnav had actually asked, so the mark-to-market loss which was actually there in Forex was around 2.25 crores.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Shah from Walford PMS. Please proceed.
Hi. Thanks for giving the opportunity and congratulations on good set of Q4 numbers. I had one or two questions. But firstly, on the outlook for FY26-27 in terms of either the revenue or tonnage and the EBITDA margins, if you can just provide that.
Mula, if you are on the line, would you like to take that? Would Anand, should Anand answer? Mr. Mula is at our factory with some visitors. Anyway, Anand will just answer. He'll not waste time, yeah.
So, with respect to tonnage that we actually expect to grow in the mango pulping segment is around 15% as per the initial orders that we have actually got. We have already given you a guidance on the tomato that, we have pulped to our full capacity in the previous year, and we are expecting to hit revenues of around anywhere between 70 to 90 crores in FY26. And we would be again pulping for tomato this particular year. But having said that, we are more than well stocked for the inventory which is actually required throughout FY26 with respect to tomato. Spray drying division, last year we did around 21-22 odd crores, that is in FY25. And we are expecting that to reach around 30 odd plus crores in FY26. And with respect to Kusum, we have lost out on a particular client because of the tender process that we couldn't win in. But then, having said that, the general trade is compensating for that, and we are, really targeting growth of at least 30-40% in the Kusum business in this particular year. So, overall, broadly, these are the numbers that we are looking at.
Okay. And in terms of EBITDA margins, what should we assume?
So EBITDA margins are always a function of what my gross margins are, and as I've time and again explained on various calls that we have been in, the gross margin percentage is not the right way to look at this business. The absolute gross margin is something that we will increase, and as a result of which, because of the operating leverage, the EBITDA margins are also expected to increase. But having said that, as we have told in the opening remark, the raw material price this year, as in FY26, is actually slightly lower. So the effect of that will actually start coming in Q4 of FY26. But since the prices of raw materials in the inventory season of 2024 was higher, so that would actually result into higher gross margins or higher sales value in the first 9 months.
Okay, so if I understand, you think the raw material cost of first 9 months will be higher, and in Q4 it will start trending down. Is that
right? Right, that's right.
So these are very early steps. Okay. You have to yet know the final pricing of the raw material.
Understood, understood. One more thing was on the tax percentage. So obviously this year the tax percentage was lower as compared to the previous year. So any reason for the same, and what should we assume again, you know, as a steady state basis from a tax percentage perspective?
So steady state basis, you should assume 25.17%. Having said that, if you have actually attended our Q2 conference call, we had actually mentioned that we have opted for the new tax regime under section 115BAA, where the new tax rate is at 25.17 as compared to 34.94 earlier.
Okay, fair enough. And lastly, on the PLI benefits for the FY25, I don't know if you have mentioned that. What would be that for FY25, which we'll get in FY26?
If you can just give me some time, probably I can just look upon the number and come back to you on this. It is not a 30, is what my rough number estimates are, but probably I can just look upon my estimates and come back to you.
No, there is 34 crore, this PLI projection for this year.
Sorry?
It's a 34 crores PLI projection.
Pardon, Molloy is saying 34 crores. Okay, okay. All right.
Okay. Great. Thanks for answering my question. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Before I take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amish Kanani from Novice Investment Manager. It seems like the participant's line has got disconnected.
No, we are here very much. No,
Participant's line. So we are here. Next question. Yeah.
So the incentives are at around 33.2 crores is what we are actually expecting for FY25. 33.2 crores.
We take the next question from the line of Giriraj Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please proceed.
Hello, team. My first question is regarding the PLI accrual, what we have booked in FY25, 25.08 crore. How much was booked in quarter four?
The entire 25.08.
Okay. My second question is, you gave the breakup of the segment-wise number. So any, let's say, 2-3 segment which is pending, the guava pulping, what was the expectation there? Let's say this year we did about 25 CR.
Correct.
And frozen food, what was the expectation? Frozen food, we had a good growth last year. So what is the expectation there?
So a minimum of 35% is our internal target for this FY26. With respect to guava, I'll let our CEO, Mr. Mulay Saha, elaborate more on that. MS?
No, not here. Guava, it's a cyclical crop. This year crop is not good. It's a crop failed. So this year it could not produce much. But due to this good rain in the guava crop region, especially in the Rahata region near Nasik, Shirdi, I believe that we are expecting a good crop which is likely to start from August and September onwards. So, if the crop is good, we can make it at least 50% minimum growth we can expect in this segment, because last 18 months we see significant growth in guava in India as well as in overseas market. So it's a good opportunity for us.
Okay, so we are saying this year can be 50% higher compared to last year.
Yes, compared to crop, we are expecting a good crop this year.
Okay, okay. How about the new segment which we reported last year also, but there is no mention of much mentioned as Tetra revenue, Tetra Acards. What is the revenue expectation this year?
I think it's already regarding Tetra or Acards.
So I hadn't specifically mentioned about Tetra, but I mean, just to give details on the Tetra, I mean, on a very conservative basis, we are actually thinking of revenues around 6 crores based on what we have as visibility today. But having said that, what is not visible is the development that we have actually done, the incubation that we have actually done with a lot of large brands, not only in India, but globally. So a few which we actually see coming only in the next year, but a few which may potentially happen this year, but till the point of time we don't sign the contract, I don't think we'll be able to give you any visible numbers on that. But a minimum or a conservative basis of 6 crores is what we can actually expect from the Tetra business this year.
Okay. What was the CapEx number for this year?
CapEx, I don't think it's going to be much. It's going to be less than 10 crores if I'm not wrong. MS?
Yeah, CapEx on last year or not?
Hello? FY26.
Okay. Yeah, it will be less than it will be less than 10 crores.
Okay.
Okay, because see, when I look at last year, so I'm just to get the comparable number right. Last year in the cash flow, I see capex number 57 crore.
Right.
So you are saying compared to 57 crore, this year number will be 10 crore.
Yeah, we have front-ended a lot of capex because a lot of capex was also related to the PLI for which we had to complete it by March of 2024. That is number one. But having said that, we also did this tomato capex that actually went online in December or November of 2024. So all those things put together actually came in FY25. But having said that, roughly around 10 or maximum of 15 is what you can actually consider in FY26 as capex.
Okay, okay. Last thing, like we have mentioned a couple of times about 1800 crore of revenue guidance. So
by FY27 is what we had targeted internally as such.
Correct. So do you think now that will be pushed by a year or so, or we are still like seeing that there is possibilities out there?
See, I mean, the management has given, the promoters have given us ESOPs and our incentives are also aligned to it. So as much as you are interested is what I'm also interested to actually grow the sales, honestly. So I don't know. I mean, we'll strive for FY27, but see, the point is the raw material prices, everything is not in our hands being in a agri business, you know.
Okay. Okay, this is the last thing. When you mentioned 15% increase in a mango pulping tonnage, I'm assuming that we are all at the end of May. So large part of the inventory of the raw material is you have visibility now.
So,
is that right assumption?
No. So there are the two major varieties that we do, which is Alfonso, which the visibility is totally in front of us. The second is Totapuri, and Totapuri hasn't actually started as yet. That starts a little later by June and early July, August. So, but the early indications of the order book positions is how we are giving you these estimates.
Okay, sure. Thank you and all the best from my side.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Amish Kanani from Novice Investment Managers. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. Congrats on Group Q4. Sir, if you can give us some sense on the working capital, I see inventory also, increasing. So between the raw material and the finished goods, if you can give us some sense, how is it planning? We are preparing for the season. So if you can give us some sense there, how is it shaping working capital? And trade payable days also I saw increasing. So maybe we are getting good credit. And in that context, if you can give us some sense of how the debt position is panning out and how do you see that, that would be helpful. Thanks.
Right. Amish, so just to elaborate on the working capital, it's a function of two things. One is the raw material cost and basically how soon my customer picks up my material that I produce for him, right? So on these two factors, the raw material cost in the previous season, that is 2024 inventory crop season, the raw material prices were high. So because of which the working capital went up. Also, there was a delayed call-off from customers, whether it was export or domestic. Even though they are fulfilling their orders belatedly, for which they are also giving us an inventory holding cost sort of a thing, but that adds pressure to my working capital part of it. So both put together, last year was a pressurized situation for us. But having said that, you correctly said that we have actually enjoyed good credit from our farmers as well as the traders who actually supply to us, because of which we are happy to be in the ecosystem, and they are also knowing that as a company we might delay but not default, you know. So that's the comfort because of which the third or the fourth generation farmers continue to be with us, saying that these guys will never default but maybe delay, but if we support them, then probably they will also support us. For them, if the raw material is not consumed within 7 days after the fruit ripens, basically it's a waste. It's like an airline seat or a hotel room loss that actually happens. So they come to us believing that we would actually take the entire produce. They know we are the largest producers in India, and that's the comfort and support that we actually give them. So they are ready to give us good credit. So because of that, we get support from them and we are able to manage our working capital. But if you were to also ask me to link it up with what you can actually expect going forward, if we have to grow sales, then there is definitely a need for a larger working capital which is actually required. So, I mean, it might go hand in hand. That's the only guidance that we can actually give you.
So, you can update on the debt numbers and the cash on hand as of 31st March?
So, the debt numbers is something that is already published. I think it's around 440-odd crores. A breakup is around 350 crores of working capital, 355 crores of working capital, and the rest is in the long form of long-term debt.
Sure, sir. And sir, if you can give us also the breakup between exports and domestic situation, you know, in the second quarter, if I remember, there were some, you know, concerns on the shipping lines and, you know, we were delayed. Of course, we have covered up in the fourth quarter. So
it was covered up in the third
quarter. Yeah. Yeah, so if you can give us the sense between the exports versus domestic.
It's there in the investor notes. I don't know whether you've actually managed to go through that. You've given the tonnage breakup and the value breakup in that.
Sir, I'm asking for the outlook. How is it shaping up now in first and second quarter?
So, in the first quarter, the orders that we have actually received is only for the mango pulping part of it, for which we are actually telling you a guidance of 15% incremental sales growth in tonnage.
Okay. So the point was, sir, that we had missed on the export side when the shipping line was uncertain. Should we be worried about that, in the ensuing quarter is the question.
And you would need to first tell me whether there would be uncertainty, whether there is a Suez Canal problem or there is a Red Sea problem, or if there are any Mahuti attacks, or you need to give me guidance, is there any war? So based on that, I might be able to tell you, then we wouldn't have a problem if the industry doesn't have a problem. We go in sync.
No.
So I'll just add that generally now the customers have taken up an extra lead time. So delays may be still for a while. The uncertainties are there. If it reaches early, we are able to recognize it earlier. So a little bit of uncertainties are still there, but hopefully all getting back in track.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may press star and one to ask a question. I repeat, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. We take the next question from the line of Apeksha Maheshwari from AV FinCorp Private Limited. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Could you please throw some light on inventory? What constitutes the major portion of inventory? And how is the demand shaping up now? Thank you.
So mango and tomato actually consists the major inventory that we actually have. Apart from which, the other inventory
that we actually build up just before the season is the packaging inventory that we have for the mango, upcoming mango season. So broadly, these are the larger inventory items that are there.
So could you bifurcate it?
Sorry?
Could you bifurcate it amount-wise?
I don't have the ready breakup available. Maybe we can take this offline.
Okay. And what is our expectation? How is it going to get liquidated? Any light on that?
Have contracts for around 15 to 17 months by which the call-off needs to happen. And if you would have actually seen our Q4 numbers, the domestic volumes actually picked up quite considerably. April was really good for us again. But in the month of May, as we speak, there has been slight slowdown basically because of the rains which have actually come in. But having said that, April was great and we are yet to see as to how we end this quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naitik Mohta from Sequent Investments. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Naitik. Could you please come closer to the device while asking the question?
Am I audible now?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so my first question is regarding the guidance for the mango pulp that we have given. So we are expecting around 15% of volume growth in FY26, right?
Correct.
Okay. And my second question, sir, is it's a little bit of an accounting question. So the 25 crores of PLI funds that we might have received in FY25, so does this pass through our P&L and does it show up in our cash flow? And if it does, then in which line item could we see that?
So revenue from operations is where the income is actually recognized in P&L.
Okay. And do we see the effect of that, of the PLI scheme also in the cash flow statement?
Of course. If so the money has not been received as on that particular day. So it was in receivables that were actually shown.
Okay. Okay, understood. And so what was the PLI amount recognized in FY24?
25.4 crores.
In FY24 also?
Correct. So, but in FY24, the income which was recognized was pertaining to 2 years, which was FY22 as well as FY23. FY22 pertaining income which was recognized was 9.71 crores and FY23 relating was like around 15.4 crores.
Okay. That's helpful, sir. Also, sir, lastly, you have guided that the raw material cost will be higher for the first 9 months. So do we expect we'll continue to see margin pressure for the first three quarters of the year?
So ours is a cost plus business model. So if you have gone through our previous calls, it's always a pass on that we actually have. What I was trying to say is basically whatever we built up as inventory last year will be sold in the first 9 months of this year in FY26. And then from Q4 onwards, you will see a lot of sales of the current production that we are actually doing. So last year's raw material prices were higher, because of which the sales would seemingly be higher in the first 9 months. And in Q4, the current year's inventory or the raw material which is cheaper would start getting sold.
Understood, sir. So our absolute gross margins would be same.
Absolute gross margins would be better is what our strive is to do it from year to year.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. That was very helpful. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask questions, you may press star and one.
If there are no further questions, then probably we can end the call.
Sure. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Anushka Chitnis. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
On behalf of Arihant Capital, I would like to extend my gratitude to the management for giving us the opportunity to host them. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. I would like to thank each one of you for your support and your invaluable presence on this call. Thank you so much. If you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us.
Thank you, Anushka and team Arihant and the rest of the people on this call. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.